Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey.
So are these vegetables, like, scary or something?
They're not scary, just abnormally large.
Ah! Watch out for the rocks!
What did you guys have for breakfast?
A double mocha cappuccino.
Okay, that'll be $15.
You've got to be kidding me.
Later, Marvin. We have to meet your dad at the vegetable barn.
So are these vegetables, like, scary or something?
Scary, Tamika?
I'm trying to figure out why they'd be at a fair.
They're not scary, just abnormally large.
So they're so large that they're scary.
Hey, there's Wooten.
What's he doing?
Step right up. Witness the wonder of Wooten, the weight guesser. If I get it right, you'll be amazed. So will I. If I get it wrong, you win a prize.
Wooten, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Elaine. Hi, kids.
Hi.
Hey, Wooten.
Since when did you become a weight guesser?
Oh, since Gus left on his break 15 minutes ago and he asked me to cover for him.
Uh-huh.
You don't look like you're having much fun.
No, Tamika, I'm not. I've already been slapped twice.
What?
Yeah, see, I sort of overestimated on my weight guessing a couple of times.
And two ladies actually slapped you?
No, it was just one lady, but I guessed her weight twice. So, how are you enjoying the fair?
We're on our way to the vegetable barn, if that tells you anything.
Marvin.
What?
You had a tone.
I'm sorry. I just don't see why Tamika and I have to look at vegetables with you and Dad. While Xavier gets to wander around wherever he wants.
Xavier is older. I told him he could stay later and get a ride home with friends.
Then could we stay later, too?
Not tonight. You have piano lessons in the morning. We'll talk with you later, Wooten.
Okay, see you later. Tell Ed I said hi. Oh, and watch out for those really big vegetables, kids. They're kind of scary.
Okay, cool.
Okay, will do. And by the way, you might have more luck with the guessing if you try to guess something easier.
Hey, that's a good idea. Okay, thanks. Hurry, hurry. Step right up. Try something easy. Hey, miss, you want me to guess your hair's natural color?
Well, I never.
Oh, I guess not.
Hi, Xavier.
Hey, how was piano?
I still don't get how playing the piano's gonna help me with the drums.
So Tamika's still doing better than you.
The keyboard fails to inspire me. Did you just now wake up?
I'm still working on it, but this ought to help.
What you drinking?
A double mocha cappuccino.
Cool. Can you make us one?
You guys aren't old enough for coffee. You're little kids.
No, we're not.
Morning.
Morning, Aunt Elaine.
Xavier, could I have a sip?
Here.
Thanks.
I'll be in the shower.
All right. This is good.
You know, I think I need a little pick-me-up, too.
What do you mean?
You want a cappuccino?
No.
I'm gonna make one. It's no fair that Xavier gets to drink them and we don't.
But you don't know how to make a cappuccino.
I've seen Dad do it tons of times.
I have, too, but that doesn't mean I can do it.
It's easy. Look, you put a bunch of these beans in here and you grind them up. The milk goes, I think, in here.
No, the water goes in there.
No, the water goes in here. The beans go in there.
No, the milk goes in there. Where does the caramel go? I've seen Mom put caramel in it.
I don't use caramel. I'm a cappuccino purist.
You don't know what that even means.
No, but Dad's a cappuccino purist, and everybody says I take after Dad. So hand me the beans. I need more red paint. Here, nice picture.
Thanks. It's a dog.
Looks like a rock.
It's a dog.
Mine's a train.
Looks like a house.
It's a train.
A green train?
Okay, it's a house.
Nice house.
Thanks.
I need more blue paint.
I don't have any more. Wait, there's some on your ear. Hold still.
I can't.
You can't hold still?
Hey, no. Guys, what's going on in here?
We're painting pictures.
Lots of them.
For the refrigerator.
How big do you think our refrigerator is? By the way, who folded all the laundry?
I did.
Thank you. Well, next time I want my shirts folded like paper airplanes, I'll come to you. What's with all the energy? What did you guys have for breakfast?
I got it,
Marvin.
I'll get it.
No, it's for me.
How do you know?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Wooten.
Wooten, what can I do for you? Did you run here?
Oh, yeah. I was next door on top of Mrs. Randolph's roof.
Why?
Well, her TV antenna falls down a lot, so I have to hold it up for her on Thursday so she can watch her favorite show without static. The commercial's almost over, though, so I gotta get back. But I noticed that the kids left the creamer on the back porch when they were drinking their coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, so I wanted to bring it in before it spoiled. Here you are, gotta go. Bye. Come in, Mrs. Randolph!
So you were both drinking coffee?
Uh-oh.
Well, that explains your energy level now, doesn't it?
Sorry, Mom. I think I have paint in my lungs. Where's the sponge?
You don't need a sponge for these. Just put them in the dishwasher.
All right.
I don't get what we did wrong. Xavier drinks coffee and doesn't get punished.
He gets all sorts of privileges we don't.
We're old enough. We can handle adult things just like Xavier.
Hey, you guys, hurry up with that. Your mom said we could go to the movies as soon as you're done.
Really?
You're going with us?
Yeah, let me know when you're finished. I'll be upstairs.
Whoa. And I thought we'd never get to do the stuff Xavier gets to do.
Maybe Mama sees the light.
You've got to be kidding me.
This is the movie your mom wants you to go to.
The Betsy the Bumblebee sequel?
It's called Me and My Honey.
A romance? We'll be laughed out of school if anyone sees us going to see that.
We? I'm not going to see Betsy the Bumblebee. I'm seeing Revenge of the Raptors.
What?
I'll meet you out here in the lobby when it's over.
I want to see the Raptor movie.
Nah, it's too scary for you guys.
I never get scared by movies.
Besides, there's no way I'm going to go up to the ticket booth and ask for two tickets for me and my honey when I'm with my sister.
Next, please.
You don't have to. I'll buy them. Hey, Wooten, what are you doing in the ticket booth?
Oh, hi, Xavier. I'm just covering for a friend.
I'll take one for Revenge of the Raptors and two for me and my honey, please.
Okay, that'll be $15.
Thanks, I'll see you guys later.
See ya. Next, please.
You know, I really don't think Mom would mind if we went to the Raptor movie.
No?
The only reason she says that is because she thinks we'll have nightmares.
That's true. And if we see it and don't have nightmares, that'll prove to her that we can handle this stuff. Just like Xavier.
Let's sneak in the back, and if it gets too scary, we can leave.
Sounds good to me. This is kind of scary.
Shh, watch. Who is it?
Pizza delivery.
No, it's not. It's a raptor.
Shh. But I didn't order any pizza.
Okay, my bad. Sorry.
Not again. Who is it?
Candy Graham.
No, don't open it. The raptor always rings twice.
Oh, a Candy Graham.
You think we should
How
leave?
Lovely.
No, the movie isn't over yet. I'm getting kind of scared.
I'm not.
Are you sure?
This is kid stuff.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Mom.
See you in the morning.
Wait, Mom. Leave the light on.
Why?
I just want to be able to see if I wake up.
Marvin wanted his light on, too. Did something scare you today?
No. Nothing scary.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Good, because I think you'll sleep better if I turn off the light.
Go ahead. You can turn it off.
All right. I'll see you in the morning, Tamika. Mwah.
Yeah, if the raptors don't get to me first.
Good morning, Wooten.
Hi, Elaine. I just wanted to drop off Marvin's jacket.
Oh, where'd you find it?
Oh, it was in the bathroom at the movie theater. I recognized it and thought I should bring it by.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it was weird, though. I knew they went to see Betsy the Bumblebee, so I went in that theater and I yelled out their names for a couple minutes, but they didn't yell back. You know, well, at least the kids didn't yell back. A few other people did. But they weren't in there at all.
So where do you think they were?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Wooten. I think I've got some investigating to do.
You go, Sherlock.
You betcha.
You never told us we couldn't go to the raptor movie.
I've never told you you can't make a bonfire in your room, either. That doesn't mean you don't know it's wrong.
The movie wasn't that scary. Really?
That's not the point. You deceived me by not telling me about this last night, and you deceived the people at the theater by going to the wrong movie. I'm going to have to punish you for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Xavier know anything about this?
No, it was our idea.
What's going on with you two lately? Sneaking around at the movies, making your own coffee behind my back? Why?
It's just not fair. Xavier gets to do everything.
Tamika, trust me, when you're Xavier's age, you'll get the same privileges he has, as long as you show yourself to be responsible enough to deserve the privileges.
We have to be Xavier's age?
Mm-hmm.
But that's like 5 years away.
5 years isn't as long as you think. Of course, it'll feel longer if you end up grounded for most of it, so you better stay out of trouble.
Yes, ma'am. Bored.
You're grounded. You're supposed to be bored.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Dad's not home, is he?
No, he and Mom went shopping.
So Xavier's mowing the lawn.
Yeah, so?
Maybe he'll let us ride the mower.
That still sounds boring.
Unless he also lets us drive it.
You want to drive?
Yeah! Come on, Xavier, you can ride next to him.
Has your dad ever let you do this?
No, but I know how. Come on, Xavier, please.
Well, all right, hop on, Marvin. You're pretty good at this.
I know.
I tell you what, I'm gonna get a drink. Stay in the backyard and keep it on the lowest speed.
Can I ride, please?
Scoot over, Marvin. Let her sit down.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Just don't get in my way. This is fun. Watch me make this turn. Can I steer?
No way!
Come on, I can do it!
Stop! Let go of the wheel!
No!
What did you do?
Nothing!
It's going too fast!
Are about a centimeter from going into the pool. I want you to be very still and calmly change the gears to reverse.
Reverse. Got it! Marvin, behind us! The crew!
Stop!
Oh.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah. Uh-oh. We're in huge trouble.
Listen, I don't think anyone saw it. I finished the line and put away the mower. When your parents get home, I'll just say I did it, okay?
But why would you run over the tomatoes and break the garage door?
I don't know. I'll tell them I lost control or something. Just let me take care of it.
What did Mom say?
Did she believe you?
I think so. Not a word.
That's Wooten!
Uh-oh. You don't think he was on Ms. Randolph's roof?
And saw the whole thing?
He is everywhere. We gotta get down there.
Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Elaine. Hey, I was just over at Mrs. Randolph's house and
Wait!
I wanted to...
We want to tell you something.
We drove the lawnmower.
What? I did too.
I told them they could.
We ruined the tomatoes and the garage door.
Great.
Okay, so it's all out in the open. Wooten, you don't have to tell my mom anything.
Oh, okay, thanks. But I was just going to tell you that Mrs. Randolph sent over some of her tomatoes. She noticed yours weren't doing too well.
Thank you, Wooten.
Tomatoes?
That's it?
There isn't anything else.
Nope, that's it. Okay, gotta go. See ya.
So, my darling children.
Can we rewind about 4 minutes and act like none of this happened?
I don't think so. Why don't we all sit down and have a chat?
Chat?
Uh-huh.
We're grounded?
Mm-hmm.
How many days?
For you and Marvin, a week. But Xavier, you get two.
What?
That's not really fair. Xavier didn't do it. We did.
Yeah.
Xavier, you never should have let them ride the moor without your uncle's permission. You know that. And not only that, but you helped them cover it up.
But why do I get 2 weeks and they get one?
Because you're older. You get more privileges, but you also have to live with greater responsibility.
Okay.
Sorry about getting you in trouble, Xavier.
Me too. I think this is the first time I didn't wish I were you.
Okay, Mom. We got our chores all done.
You vacuum too?
Yep.
Good. Well, it's been a week. I guess you're both off restriction. Any big plans for your first day of freedom?
We were wondering if today we can maybe do something special.
That depends. What do you have in mind?
Making cappuccino.
What?
Not by ourselves, with you. And not for us either. We want to make some for Xavier.
Oh.
To cheer him up, since it's partly our fault that he's in trouble.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Uh-oh!
I'll get it.
Wait! Don't open that! I did it!
What?
Broke Dad's stapler trying to crack open an acorn.
I hid my peas under the napkin yesterday.
I didn't vacuum the closet.
I put a banana in Marvin's pillowcase.
You what?
I may have Wooten come over more often.
Luke chapter 12, verse 48 says, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." It's hard sometimes when we see our older brothers or sisters getting more privileges than us. But as Mrs. Washington said in today's program, with greater privileges come greater responsibilities. God hopes that as we grow older, we can prove ourselves to be responsible people that He can count on. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Mailman Cometh was written by Tori Martin and Marshall Younger, and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Courtney Brown, Jordan Calloway, Niles Calloway, J. Karen Thomas, and Jess Harnell. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.